Welcome to Bridges Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. Let's join Joseph Dean Woke for today's episode.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of Bridges Step Up. Today, I'd like to start off a series of discussion on starting out in life. Why I said it's a series of discussion is because it's going to run throughout this week. That is, starting from this Monday to Friday, I'm going to talk to you about starting out in life. And the general caption or theme is Dare to Start. My goal is to help you see the fact that there is something inside you. There is something that God expects you to start. There is something about you that the world needs. There is something that we cannot do without your bringing them out. And if you do not in your time, if you do not in your generation bring it out, the world will suffer a great loss because you refuse to make those things reality. There's something that God has put in you, and there's something that you have the capacity to start to solve some of the problems we have in our time and to make life easier for us. My goal is to help you recognize that thing and then give you practical insights that when you put to practice, you will be able to understand how to start, when to start, and then how to start on a very good note. It's not just about starting out your singing career or passion. It also has to do with starting any kind of thing you are supposed to start. Today, my focus is just to help you see that there's a unique seed in you. Please, I implore you to please do well to follow me every single day. You'll be able to get the whole 5-part series of this discussion on Dare to Start. There's something that only you have. Some of those seeds are seeds that are based on the way you are designed. Something that can be likened to what God said about Jeremiah. He said, before you were born, I knew you. Before you were formed, I know exactly what you are going to be. That the seed that I put in you is the seed of prophecy. Therefore, you are going to be a prophet. There are also times when it's not about when you were born. It's about the fact that God induces you with an anointing, with the spirit, and with power. And he expects you to go out to begin to put those things to use. There was a man called Bezalel. If you read Exodus chapter between 30 to 33, you'll find about the story of about a man called Bezalel, who God poured his spirit and the skill of a craftsman in him and told him to go and be of service to Moses. When God poured out that thing in him, if he decided that he's not going to start his craft work, what's going to happen is that the seed God has deposited in him will never materialize. The first point I'm trying to make to you is that the seed is not necessarily your talent alone. It's not only your skill alone. It's not only your, you know, the way what we call calling. That is to say, what God is not only your purpose. As a matter of fact, what I know, what I encourage you, what I'm talking about, your starting, is any single thing that lies on you, that depends on you to start. Otherwise, if you don't start it, the world will be denied of it. And if the world is denied of it, they will suffer what they have always suffered. They will not advance in the areas that God actually wants them to advance. Simply because you, who are, it has been committed in his hands to take practical steps to start out that business, to start out that school, to start out that blog, to start whatever thing it is you are supposed to start, have refused to take steps to activate those things. Now, when I say that God created us with a seed, of course, now the seed you have manifests in different fashion. It manifests in your talent. That is to say, sometimes the seed we are talking about is your talent. If you are a singer, obviously it's a talent. That is something that comes naturally with you. Some people say they are multi-talented. Almost everybody is. I'm not sure of anybody that is not multi-talented. People always have one or two things that they do with a lot of ease. Your job is to find out what you do with greatest ease and focus on it and begin to put them to use. Use them to the extent that when the world comes around, they will indeed be blessed seeing you manifest those talents. I hope you understand what I'm saying. The seed I'm talking about may manifest in your talent. And that time, what also happens is that it's when you subject those skills, those talents to training, that you acquire skills that empowers you to deliver them. You may be talented as a singer, but there are some crucial guidelines, there are some crucial trainings you need to get to be able to sing properly. If you are a Nigerian, you know a lady called Asha. Asha sings very well. Asha is one secular, in quotes, artist that, of course, even a lot of churches will listen to, even though they will pretend that they don't listen to it. so they will not say they are listening to worldly music. But the lady sings very good music. That's the point I'm making. Now, there's something that happened to her. She went for audition in Nigeria and she was rejected. She has skill. She could sing. And what she did afterwards, that she went to be trained. Do you understand what I'm saying? She sings very well. She's an award-winning singer, for Christ's sake. But despite the amount of skill she has, despite the amount of talent she has, I mean, she had to subject her talent to training, to pruning, to drilling, and to exercise until it is refined to the point where you can do that work of singing very well. What I'm saying in essence is this. There's a seed that God has put in you. You need to subject it to training, subject it to grooming, to refine it. Please, I also want you to know that when you acquire those skills, it makes for excellent delivery of whatever thing God has deposited in you. Another way the seed that God has put in you, that's the unique you supposed to find expression, is that it finds expression in your passion. There are things you are just passionate about. You desire to do something in this area. Usually it's a problem that you wish solved. Many times when things like that happen, what the likes of Mike Murdock, Miles Monroe teach us is that when you find out things like that in you, what it means that is a pointer to who you are supposed to be. Is a pointer to something you are supposed to start. Therefore, if you find that you don't know how to contain it, that students cheat in exam, most very likely you are supposed to start your exam at practice. And since you are not a GWAEC examiner or JAMB examiner, what you're supposed to do is to go to secondary schools and universities and teach students why they should not do exam at practice. And if your passion is that young ladies should be responsible and not waste their time and not be responsible, treating themselves as if they are inferior human beings. Maybe you have to make it a point of them to visit girls' secondary schools or universities and talk to ladies on why they should value themselves appropriately. When you step out to do this, what you are doing is that you are betting the seed that is deposited in you. You understand what I'm saying? So the point is that the seed manifests in different fashion as your talent, as your passion. However way it is, one thing I want you to understand is this. You must please refine them. You must please refine them. Empower them to be able to deliver them excellently. That is where the place of your skill comes out. I also want to tell you, if yours doesn't manifest in talent and passion, it could manifest in your training, your experiences, and your exposure. Having gone to school and studied certain things, you have come to understand some things or passed through certain experiences. There are seeds that are planted in you as a result of all of those experiences and encounters. What you do is to make out time. What you do is to make a plan on how to apply them, bring a combination of your experiences, your training and skills into something that will be of value to people. My focus in this series of discussion is to help you see that you need to harness those things, your talent, your passion, your interest, your experiences and your exposure, and package them. You need to harness them and package them as a solution that when the world takes delivery of it, what will happen is that what they suffered initially, they wouldn't suffer again. And what they are currently not enjoying, they will begin to enjoy. What's the point I've made today? God created you with a seed. There's something unique about you, your experience and your exposure. Please, I want you to put them together and know there's something that you're supposed to start out for the world from a combination of all of those things. I hope you understand what I'm saying. In case you think, what if I don't start it, what will happen? That is what I'm going to talk to you about tomorrow. Something indeed bad will happen if you don't start.
Thanks for tuning in for this episode of Bridget Step Up. Brought to you by Bridget Work, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many other free content when you visit Brojid.com. That is Brojid.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brojid World. You also can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664. May your day be super productive.